We continue in our scripture reading this morning, going through the book of Romans. And so I'd invite you to take your Bibles out and turn to Romans chapter 15. We'll be reading verses 1 to 13. And if you're using the Pew Bible found in the pew in front of you, you'll find this on page 1207. Romans chapter 15, verses 1 to 13, page 1207. Paul in this chapter continues his theme of bringing about unity in the midst of the people of God. In verses 1 to 7, he continues talking about how we should have unity with one another regardless of how we choose to use our Christian liberties. And the reason he gives for us to exercise charity with one another is because we're to have the mind of Christ in us. As he came not to be served, but to serve others, to bear the reproach we justly deserve, well, let us not be ungracious and uncharitable towards those who are our neighbors, but particularly in the church. And he concludes by saying that we should be welcoming to one another, and then he turns in the rest of our reading to the other issue that was a threat to Christian unity, which is the relationship between Jews and Gentiles. These are two people that for hundreds of years have absolutely hated one another, but he says regardless of if you are a Jew or if you are a Gentile, Jesus Christ is the Savior of both. And so we should welcome all those who come in the name of Jesus Christ. May this sort of unity be present in our fellowship here at Second Presbyterian Church. Well, let us now read Romans 15, 1 to 13. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles find hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Amen. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of our God abides forever and ever.